It's estimated that as many as 90 people are sleeping outside on any given night in Portland, in spite of that city's commitment to provide shelter to anyone who needs it. Some people choose to sleep outside, and for those who do, one woman has built her version of a monument that's also a place to seek shelter. Caroline Losnick has more.
It's easy to miss, if not for the chirping red plastic motion-activated birds that greet you as you walk by. It's about the size of an igloo and sits here on a wooded hillside, just beyond a tall granite wall, here in the St. John Valley neighborhood of Portland.
Looks like a pile of branches weaved together to some degree, I guess. Leaves and pine needles. It's got a little opening in the front, an arch over the doorway.
Pat Whitney is the creator of this human-sized nest that she calls her crown of thorns. She started weaving the branches and leaves together on a whim, and then a structure started taking shape. Whitney added a window and a door. Around Christmas time, she added a nativity scene.
Now we're inside the two of us, and you could get another person in here, and three people could sit down comfortably.
Smells great.
Yeah, it smells like the barn, a hay barn.
Smells really good.
At first, Whitney says people were walking, driving, and parking right next to the structure without noticing it. So she decided to add the motion-activated birds in hopes of attracting attention to the structure and to the issue to which it speaks.
I'm hoping, you know, I hope it helps people wake them up a little bit. I mean, there's a big need. 15 women didn't get to bed last night. There is a need to help. So I hope it does. I hope it does help.
Whitney herself was once homeless. She says she slept outside for a while, but for the last 8 months has been living at the Florence House, a woman's shelter just across the street. Florence House opened 5 years ago and is home to more than 60 homeless women. It has 25 efficiency apartments, 15 semi-private safe haven living spaces for chronically homeless women, and 25 emergency shelter beds.
And the really sad part is that that's just not enough.
That's Donna Yellen, Chief Program Officer of Preble Street, which provides 24-hour supportive services like food programs and social services at Florence House.
We turn women away every single night, and they need to then seek other emergency shelter in the city. But Florence House is known as a place where people can get on their feet, that they can get the support they need.
Yellen says it would take an extra 200 beds a month to shelter every woman who comes to Florence House in need.
That's how many people we're turning away every day. We turn away up to 15 women a night, sometimes when it's really severe.
Whitney's Crown of Thorns project resonates with many of her fellow Florence House residents, who say they have had to sleep under bridges, in bus shelters, in tents, anywhere they can to escape the weather. And as resident Catherine DeFury discovered, the structure is more than just a monument.
And she originally built that hut so that when women wouldn't get a bed at night at the Florence House, they wouldn't have to sleep outside in the elements. So she built that so that they could be at least safe.
She has said to me, if somebody gets turned away, there's enough room in there for two people to sleep. And I was like, yes, there is. And comfortably and warm.
Florence House resident Andrea Nelson, who says she became homeless a few weeks ago after her significant other passed away, says she's moved by the Crown of Thorns project across the street.
It's gorgeous. And for me, it was like every day looking at that, I look at it and it's just hope. It's a piece of hope for me.
As far as Pat Whitney knows, no one has actually spent the night in her structure yet. And even though she has a warm bed these days, Whitney wants to sleep inside herself at least once before her crown of thorns decomposes. But she's waiting for a warm, dry night. For MPBN News, I'm Caroline Losnick.